Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Friday evening. And guess what, folks? We are 2 days away. 2 days away from Phillies baseball returning. They play on Sunday. Ivan Nova takes the hill, and look, it's the first game, right? They got a long way to go, but it is the first Grapefruit League game. The Phillies are back in action. Now we get to start seeing what this team is, the depth they've assembled, and what the 2021 Phillies could be. So we get a game on Sunday. The first game on WIP will be on Monday afternoon. We'll have a handful of them leading into the regular season, which now is about 4.5 weeks away. So let's talk some Phillies here. A Clearwater check-in on the evening show, as we've been doing this every night at 9 o'clock, bringing on different guests to try to talk about, hey, what's going on down there? What are you seeing down there? And the bottom line is this. The Phillies are in a gauntlet of a division, and every player, every slight edge, every little thing is going to matter this year if they're going to make this a meaningful regular season. Todd Zielecki, he's down there in Clearwater. I've been watching the daily videos on the MLB app with Todd explaining what's going on. Todd, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, Todd. We're excited here. We got some baseball coming back this weekend and the Grapefruit League starting up. Todd, what's been the vibe down there? It's obviously a different spring training, but you're down there. What's the vibe around the team from the best you could gather the way you're covering this one?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's certainly not like previous springs where you're in the clubhouse every day, but we've had some interactions with some players, socially distanced, of course. But I tell you what, there is like this confidence, optimism about this team, and I really think it's because they believe that Dave Dombrowski made some solid moves this offseason to at least put them in a position to compete. You know, and I've cited this stat before, that the only team in the National League this year to have more leads than the Phillies was the Dodgers, and that tells you right there how, you know, where this team could have been if they even had like the 25th best bullpen in baseball, not the worst bullpen in baseball in 90 years, you know? And so I think with the bullpen pieces they made, they just think that they're going to be competitive. They're not, you know, not, I don't know if they're going to win the NL East, but I don't think there's any reason why in September they shouldn't be at least fighting for a wild card.
Well, Todd, I agree. And they really need to be, considering the team they've put together, how much money they've spent, which is more, I think, than most fans thought they would end up spending. And Todd, they also can't waste the best years of Bryce Harper. I was watching that Zoom yesterday when Bryce spoke, and there were a couple questions, and I thought he handled them well, but you could kind of see in his face that he's not in the dark about this. Like, you know, Bryce Harper's been here a few years. They haven't won anything. And Bryce Harper's never been out of the first round of the playoffs, and now he's 28 years old. I feel like there's almost a responsibility here by the Phillies to, hey, we signed this guy, he's our guy, and they can't waste his prime years, Todd.
No, they can't. And I got to talk to him. I think it was on Tuesday, and you know, I said to him, I was sitting at home in Philly on November 15th, December 1st, going like, man, the Phillies look, they could be in some deep trouble here. Like they had no leader, they've made no moves. They're talking about they might not hire a new leader until maybe after the 2021 season. They're talking about slashing payroll. I'm like, were you worried? Like I think everybody else was worried. And he said, yeah, I was worried. You know, I didn't know what we were doing. I was texting JT saying, what's going on here? And, acknowledging the fact that, man, what kind of free agents going to want to come to Philly if it doesn't seem like, A, we have a leader, if we're kind of rudderless and we're not spending any money. And, because I think in the back of his mind, he's going, I signed a 13-year contract, and I signed here with the intention of winning a World Series. And I know, the cynics out there are going to say, oh, the guy got $330 million, so what? No, but he really wants to win a World Series. Like, he's not here just to collect his paycheck for the next 11 seasons. He really wants to win a World Series, and I think he was really discouraged by what was going on, even the past 2 years. But I think he's a lot more encouraged because I think he really believes in Dave Dombrowski.
Todd Zielecki joining us here, MLB.com, covering the Phillies. He's down in Clearwater as spring training games start on Sunday. We'll have our first broadcast on Monday here on WIP. Todd, I saw your piece you wrote about Caleb Cotham, the new pitching coach. Five different pitching coaches in five different years, but from obviously his age and Girardi hiring him, it feels like this is a guy they hope is going to be here for a while. And every time they've brought in one of these hard throwers, whether it be Sam Coonrod or Alvarado, Kinsler to an extent, even Matt Moore, who used to be a hard thrower, and even Velasquez, who's still here. I keep thinking about Coonrod because the last couple years in Cincinnati, it feels like a lot of guys have gone there, and they've had some struggles. Like Sonny Gray struggled in New York, went there, and boom, figured it out. Even a Kevin Gausman, who's now good with the Giants, he kind of got fixed in Cincinnati before San Francisco picked him up. I just keep wondering if they think that, get a hard thrower, get a guy with some stuff, and maybe Caleb Cotham's, kind of the X factor to this season.
Yeah, well, they certainly think that he can be, and I talked with Trevor Bauer the other night about Caleb, and he really gave him a lot of credit for kind of helping him through the past year and a half and through his Cy Young season, and talking to other people about him. I think when they hired Caleb Cotham, there's a lot of people going, okay, they had Chris Young a couple years ago, and that was a huge disaster. But Caleb is different in that regard of, he's less abrasive. He's more open to people being themselves. That was the problem a couple of years ago with Chris Young. He would take Zach Eflin and he'd go, Zach would say, I'm a sinker ball. He's like, no, you're going to throw four seamers up in the zone. You're going to throw breaking stuff in the bottom of the zone. He's like, but that's not me. He's like, well, this is what the numbers say you should do, so do it. Caleb's not going to be that guy, but he's been very successful in terms of making mechanical adjustments, pitch changes. And so I think that they're hoping that he can kind of tap into the analytic and tech side, as well as the relatability side of a former pitcher. He last pitched in the big leagues in 2016, and kind of make those connections where other pitching coaches have fallen short. But you're right. Like, Joe Girardi hired this guy to be with him as long as Joe Girardi's with the Phillies.
Todd, do you think Scott Kingery is at a point now where if he doesn't show something, he's just going to kind of be phased out? I mean, like when he first got here, they were going to play him every day. And it didn't matter what position, they were going to try to make sure he was on the field. And I just wonder, what a team that obviously is trying to win and there's no exact spot for him to play, that if he doesn't hit well, maybe we're not going to see much of him, or not as much as people think. Where do you make a Kingery? I know he came into camp lighter, which should help him a little bit, but it just feels like we're headed towards a make or break year for his time here.
Yeah, I think so. I think he feels that way as well. He said the other day, hey, this is year four for me. I need to kind of get back to being the player that I was 3 springs ago. And Joe, I will tell you, I was in Clearwater 3 years ago in spring training before he signed that deal. And I remember telling people, this guy is amazing. Like, his speed, his glove at second base, the line drives he sprayed all over the field. I was like, this guy looks like a stud for sure, which I think a lot of Phillies fans thought at the time. And then the last 3 years happened. But I do think that this is a big year for him. He knows it's a big year for him. If he's going to get playing time, it's going to come in center field. And if he doesn't play well, then I think he's going to be that super utility guy, but with maybe, like you said, less of an emphasis of playing on an everyday basis. It might be get a start, in center field one day, maybe give Gene Segura a day, and maybe give Didi Gregorius a day. but they're not going to be, it's not going to be Joe Girardi's mission to play Scott Kingery if he's not producing. I think they are definitely past that.
Todd, last one for you here. Spencer Howard, last year was, you know, so much promise, and he came up, and it just didn't work out. I mean, late, you know, got past a couple innings and starts, and his stuff fell off, and, you know, he hasn't built up the innings. I just wonder what's going to happen here with Spencer, because they've built a lot of starting pitching depth, and if those guys pitch well, Matt Moore, Chase Anderson, he really won't have a spot. You know, I guess they could send him down to AAA and just kind of leave him there and let him hang out and keep those innings out until they need him. Or, Todd, they could use him in the bullpen. I mean, if two innings is what he does without a problem, that could be a weapon in the bullpen. What do you think ends up happening here? And would they put him in the bullpen, or do they want to preserve the idea that they're still building him to be a starter?
Yeah, so they signed Matt Moore and Chase Anderson to those big league deals, and that alone tells you, or certainly is a strong indication that they would be the two favorites for those 4 and 5 jobs in the rotation. And, you know, with Vince Velasquez, I guess, is also in the mix. But with Spencer, because of the shoulder issues the past 2 years and because of the innings, the workload limit he's going to be on, I think they're going to want to get him stretched out, but they're going to want to monitor him. I was just talking about this today with somebody, and I said right now, if I had to peg it, I would probably say he opens in AAA. But if he goes out and he has an unbelievable spring – and Matt Moore and Chase Anderson don't look very good. I mean, Chase Anderson has not been a guy that's thrown a lot of innings the past couple of years. You know, it also wouldn't surprise me if he made the rotation. But right now, if I had to lean a direction, I would say AAA, keep him, start building up some arm strength, start, you know, building him up in that regard. And then, you know, if a need arises, which it almost always does, then he can maybe hop in there.
Yeah, well, it will, and then they'll need the depth they've assembled. I think every team will as they go from 60 to 162. Todd, always appreciate having you on, and we'll be reading at MLB.com and watching the daily videos there. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Appreciate it. There is Todd Zolecki, who's down in Clearwater covering the Phillies for MLB.com. 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, I'm going to give you the five players here for the spring training as it starts on Sunday that I am most looking forward to watching and seeing what they have. And we have to play something for you. Today is an anniversary of an iconic moment and reaction in sports history. We'll have that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.